Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with comedian Chris Ryan.
Greetings.
Greetings indeed. A sort of very E.T. opening there. I don't think I've ever had anyone say greetings to me before.
It just felt
very
right
broad.
In the moment.
It's very broad, right. Isn't it? Yeah. Couldn't pick one? Is that the problem? You couldn't decide which greeting to pick?
No, it was absolutely on purpose.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it was the right thing to say, but now you're making me question it.
No. But as the show goes on, we are going to need more specific responses. Like when we get to the questions, they will demand exact answers.
I'll get my laser-like focus happening.
Yeah, I hope that's okay. You know, we won't be able to ask us about a science question. You'll just be able to say, science answer.
And that's how I generally answer science questions. Oh, you know, science and that.
Is that a weak spot for you, science?
Oh, most certainly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's other people that can, you know, excel there. I don't need to be good at that, do I?
Doctors, indeed.
Yeah.
Professors.
Yep.
I mean, when you've got people who've studied for so long in something, why have even a passing interest?
Yeah,
like, it's completely unnecessary.
Well, that's actually how I feel.
Yeah. Well, we have a brains trust here. Hopefully they will be able to help you if there's any science questions that come up. Shall we meet them now?
Yeah.
Well, today we have Thumbelina's cousin. It's Pinky Fingerlina.
Oh, hi. Hi there.
Hi, Pinky. Oh, my God, you're so tiny.
Yeah.
I like to think, though, that I have a big personality.
To make up for it.
Yeah, I've got a big smile that just lights up the room, but I am physically very small.
Is shopping hard? Do you find it hard to get stuff at the shops to fit?
The real specials are on the bottom shelf. You know, I think for my size, a bottom shelf wine, that's going to take me, it takes me a long time. You know, it's just the carrying.
Yeah.
That's the real trick.
Did you know you can get a lot of stuff delivered these days?
Oh, gosh, that's going to make my life. I'm so glad I came. Yeah. Oh, I thought I was going to be the one with the knowledge. But no, it's just, you can get it delivered. Oh.
Yeah, everything. They deliver booze, they deliver food, anything you want.
Do they deliver into the middle of a forest?
Is that where you live?
I was going to ask where you live, Pinky. Yeah.
Yeah, I live in a toadstool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's going to be a bit hard to pick out, isn't it, for, you know, deliveries?
Do you have an address for the toadstool?
Not a fixed address, no. Toadstools are seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm constantly on the move. You know, it's a rental crisis out there.
How much is a toadstool these days?
Oh, it's just your childhood at the moment.
That you just got to pay in one childhood?
Yeah, just pay in one childhood. But they do rehome you when the toadstool disappears, so I think it's a pretty good deal.
Oh, my goodness. It does sound I thought the forest was meant to be a peaceful place we go to, but that sounds all very stressful, Pinky.
No, when winter hits, it's a terrible place to be.
Okay, well, so Pinky Fingerlina is here, Chris, to help along today. But the Brains Trust does not end there. We also have with us Gentleman Thief. It's a big hello to Willie Lakes.
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing? Good to be here. I've agreed to one last quiz, and then I'm out, Kyron. I'm out, okay? This is going to be my last quiz.
Okay. Have you done a lot of quizzes in your time?
I've done a lot of quizzes. I've done a lot of jobs. I've done a lot of favors for people. Mm-hmm. And every time they pip me at the post, I'm always left holding the bag. Not this time, Kyra. Not this time. One last job and I'm going.
Where are you going, Willie?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know? Picture a beach, picture a cocktail, picture an ocean view.
You ever been to the forest? There's a couple of toadstools you get there in exchange for your childhood.
I had a lot of friends that live in the forest, if you catch my drift. They made a few bad decisions. Now they're pushing up daisies.
Oh, okay. I might know them. I know a few people in the daisy field.
These guys, let's say, they ain't gonna make very good conversation.
Is that because you murdered these people, Willie?
I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't there. If they made a bad choice, that's on them.
They just ran into your gun, didn't they?
I'm just as guilty as you are, Kyron. And don't pretend like you don't know what happened, okay? I called you up for that job where you had to do one thing and you couldn't even do that.
Question number one. What is the name of the New York NFL team? Chris, is sport better than science for you?
They're equally diabolical.
Equally shit.
NFL standing for National Football League?
I think it's the American football.
So, like, New York Giants is the baseball team, I think.
It's baseball team?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've ruled out the Giants.
Willie, you look like a New York guy to me.
I've been to New York. Start spreading the news.
Mate.
It sounds like you grew up in New York or maybe just down the road.
I don't want to give you too much information, okay? The more information you have, the more you'll be able to pinpoint my current location, and that's the last thing I need right now. But, yeah, I've been to a few games in my time.
Okay, so...
You may know me. Do you remember the great football heist of 1991?
No.
When there was the big Super Bowl, and then suddenly the ball was stolen and no one could find the Super Bowl.
They stole the ball?
Maybe I had something to do with this, who stole the ball.
Okay, well then, I feel like you should at least be able to give me a hint.
Let's call them the New York Knicks. How about that? New York Knicks. That sounds about right.
That
sounds
sound
like something.
Right. Oh, I don't know whether to trust you or not. Pinky, Thumbelina's cousin... Are you into the footy, mate, in the States?
No. It's quite a heavy ball. I've never really been into sports. I'm just, you know, I have a deep fear of being trampled.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
So I think they're all terrifying.
Yeah.
Actually, sorry. Just when you mentioned the word giants before, it just made me really afraid. And so I think that it's a bad team.
Oh.
I think they're bad.
Oh.
That's what I think. Sorry, I've got a phobia of being trampled, and that's very triggering. It's very upsetting for me.
I'm so sorry. Leave it go, love. I reckon...
I don't have a TV either, so I don't even watch it.
Yeah,
from a
me
safe
either.
Distance,
oh, yeah,
you know?
That would make it difficult too.
So
the Knicks, you reckon?
Well, that's what Willie says. So
when you said the Giants are the baseball team, the first thing I thought of was isn't the baseball team the Yankees?
Oh.
Yankee Stadium, the baseball stadium.
Oh.
I feel like maybe the Giants are not the baseball.
Okay, maybe it's the Giants. Maybe it's the football Giants. Sorry, Pinky, just put your fingers in your ear, love.
Yeah.
It's not about you right now.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to put the Giants?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll lock in the Giants. Giants it is.
Oh, that's a miracle. Thanks, Kyron.
All right, okay. Giants, locked in. We can move on from the Giants now.
Yeah, let's never speak of them again.
Question number two, not about Giants, this one. Name one of the four most recent elements added to the periodic table. Okay, so we're back to science immediately, which is a shame. You haven't spotted this news story come across National Geographic, Chris?
I'm sorry, I have not. I have not heard about this. So they found four new chemicals?
I think they've recently, I guess, discovered four new elements. And they've put them on the table. But I actually think we have a brains trust here well suited to assist us.
Yeah.
I think you, Willie, would probably, you know, you'd have to work with, you'd have to have a good understanding, a good knowledge of the periodic table to, you know, put together some of the little explosions.
Well, here's a few of my favourite elements. I'm not the explosives guy, okay? I'm the brains, okay? You got the
you
brains.
You sound like the brains.
You got the brawn. That's who you were when you were part of the team, Kyron. When you were part of the team, you were the brawn. You remember the old days. But a few of my favourite elements, you got gold. That's probably up there. You got silver, also jewels. Jewels has got to be up there.
Jewels.
Gold, silver, and jewels. You were always the brains
That's
of the
right.
operation.
That's yeah. right. Exactly right. So I'm going to assume in this day and age they've probably added crypto to the elements, maybe. That's probably a new thing that people, everyone's talking about. Cryptocurrency. That's probably what's going on here.
Interesting.
So crypto is an option available to you. Pinky Fingalina, are you small enough to actually see the chemicals?
Yeah, I carry around a magnifying glass with me. You know, I'm
like a little one, like a sort of detective's magnifying
yeah,
glass.
I'm a detective.
Oh, we made one promise, Kyron. No cops, no knocks on the podcast, okay? Are you wearing a wire?
I had no idea.
Are you wearing a little wire
I had no
right
idea,
now?
Willie.
She is.
Me? Oh, yeah, but I've always got a wire on. You never know. You never know. So, yeah, I'm a detective. I put away hardened criminals, so I do always have a magnifying glass. But the elements that I can see most from my perspective are friendship. That's a wonderful element. There's also harmony. That's important in the forest. There's also hard work is an important element. Isn't it?
Yeah.
And respect. Respect is another element. And fire. I know that they discovered that already, but that's also an important element. That's a risk.
That's
wow.
true.
I feel so, no closer to the truth, Corin.
Yeah, you've got crypto or like or respect and love, it seems.
Yeah, sort I know. Of hard work.
Hard workium.
Pinky, you would get chewed up if you ever had to work where I work. But I do see how someone so small could come in handy for a particular heist. Maybe I could turn you yet.
Oh, no, sorry. To clarify, I catch criminals. I'm not a criminal. Bit of a whoops there.
An important distinction, that one, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Truthfully, I have missed the story about the extra elements. I mean, it doesn't surprise me they've found new elements. I'm finding new ways to be annoyed every week.
Yeah, right.
Look, I'm not going to have any actual chemical elements to add to this story, I'm afraid.
Do you want to put crypto then?
Yeah,
or hard workium?
Yeah, I would like to say hard workium and crypto.
Okay, I'll put hard workium
and respect
crypto
in the forest.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah,
forest. Question
important.
Number three. What are the three main body parts of a butterfly? Now, Chris, it seems like we do actually have the perfect Brains Trust member here to assist with this one. Willie Lakes, have you ever used
here
any butterflies in your crimes?
Yeah, well, there was the great butterfly theft of 2001.
Perth Zoo.
Yes, indeed. They were about to let out all the monarch butterflies. It was going to be a big display. They open a bag, yep. and they're like, where are the butterflies? And there I am in a private jet on my way to Monaco. Perfect crime, and a butterfly is driving the plane.
Perth to Monaco.
That's right.
Incredible.
Wow. That must have made big news in the small world, Pinky.
It did. I was actually on that. I see, I don't know if you know much about being a detective, but you don't catch them all. And so I do keep a list of all the crimes I haven't solved. That's good to know. It wasn't Jemima the butterfly that was in the plane at all, was it? Jemima?
Everything I say is hypothetical. This is off the record. This podcast, Kyron assured me, is not going to be released. This is just for practice. He says he's getting a bit rusty with his podcasting. He needed a practice run, so this one's not going to air.
Yeah, they were the only circumstances under which he'd say yes. That's what I said, yeah.
And I respect that.
But in answer to the question, you've got the body, you got wing number one, you got wing number two. Presto, you got a butterfly.
Yeah, I feel like there's a torso and wings and then maybe a head. Is that...
Well, it depends if, is that a thing? If we're talking about weight class. It just really depends how you define the main parts. If we're talking about, you know, like physical mass, we've got the head, the thorax and the abdomen. But if we're talking about, you know, the deeper big parts of a butterfly, I think we've got cheekiness, and that's definitely one of them. Oh, also, yeah. You know, they ghost you a lot. They just disappear. They're there 1 minute. You think you're having a conversation. You think it's going really well. And then they're in Monaco. Yeah. And the other one is they've got long legs.
So would you like to put head, thorax and abdomen or long legs, what'd you say, charminess?
Cheekiness. They ghost you.
Which is an actual word, and they ghost you.
I want to say thorax is in there somewhere. I want to say the wings and a head.
Okay, head, thorax and wings. Mm. Question number 4. Which route, with a flight time of 18 hours and 40 minutes, is currently the world's largest non-stop commercial passenger flight?
Is it Sydney to London?
How long was Perth to Monaco, Willie?
You don't even need any of your brains for us. You would leave me holding the bag, Chris Ryan. I came on this podcast potentially recruiting someone for one last job, and you would not be the person because you, as soon as you don't need me, you would leave me in the dust.
Don't you reckon it's great not to be on call, though, Willie? Like, don't you want someone else to carry the load for a while, mate?
I would love that, busy. But Kyron left me holding the bag. You would leave me holding the bag.
Yeah, I would. I would absolutely.
We've never met. I don't know what you're talking about, Willie.
Okay. Maybe the pseudonym would ring a few bells.
Try it.
Remember Jack Magic? Does that ring any bells?
I've not gone by Jack Magic.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Never before.
You would be the brawn, and he'd also be my guy who would squeeze into small spaces as well. He was very good at that. Kyron was always very good. Old Jack Magic, we called him. He would squeeze into air vents, no problem.
Yeah, Kyron, it's just... I'd say you're incredibly average physically, you know, of course. And so that surprised
Thank
me.
You.
You could squeeze in anyway. Just incredibly average.
Yeah, that's great. Wow. Thank you so much. But which route with a flight time of 18 hours and 40 minutes is currently the world's longest non-stop commercial passenger flight? Well, did they do Sydney to London?
They did. I think they did. I think I remember hearing about this and thinking I would never want to go on that. Could you imagine?
Yeah, 18 hours and 40 minutes. That's a lot.
I'd forget who I was as a person.
What's the longest flight time in the forest?
There's quite a lot of air travel. I've actually never had the need to be in an aeroplane. That seems quite foreign to me. I also don't think that I could, you know, just couldn't get my belongings onto the conveyor belt through the security. I think that'd be quite hard. I think the longest was the lifespan of a dragonfly. I've had a 24-hour flight. Though, the snacks provided were quite good. Just the landing was a bit heavy.
Because they died.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do wonder, Pinky.
Yes?
Do you ever get jealous of your more popular cousin?
Why would you?
Well, it's the obvious question.
So your cousin again. Sorry, so who's your cousin? Thumbelina.
Because everyone, I know who that is.
Yeah, you know that she sings, that she married the fairy prince. Whereas us, have hard work and respect. Hard work and... don't just have their lives handed to them. You know, everyone falls in love with Thumbelina.
So it's a bit of a sore point, isn't it, Pinky? Is it hard? Do people
sort of a sore
ask?
Thumb, if you will.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, it just feels like it really has changed your whole demeanour. I'm sorry if it's a bad thing to talk about, but I want to get to know my brain's trust.
Oh, well, you just need to know, Chris, that I work really hard to make a name for myself. You know, I'm very well known amongst the forest community. Just maybe not the wider community.
Hasn't extended beyond that, has it?
Yeah. You haven't had that Hollywood fame yet, mate. It's all right.
No one's writing a book about me. No, not yet.
Sort of like you, Willie, actually, because Willie, you know, obviously Danny Ocean, quite a famous criminal.
Never heard
your
of
name,
him.
Willie Lakes, is sort of quite similar.
I don't see the connection.
Because, he's quite famous. He's quite famous and you're not. And
maybe
that's sort of similar, I guess.
Kyron, would you say it's good it's good business as a criminal to be famous. Would you say that's a good idea? Oh, who do you think stole the Eiffel Tower? Maybe it was Willy Legs. No, then no one knows about me, and no one knows that I stole the Eiffel Tower and replaced it with two baguettes standing next to each other, okay?
Did you? So you've got the... And like I said, this isn't being recorded or published. Mm-hmm, so you've got the Eiffel Tower, do you?
I sold it to the highest bidder. Mm-hmm, you bet. I don't know where it is right now, but this guy says he was anonymous, but he says it would be great to put on the planet Mars as the first thing that is on the planet. So when people go there, they have a sense of familiarity and go, we can start a new life here.
Well, Pinky just took notes, Willie. Hate to tell you.
Yeah, she's a rat. She's a rat. She's the size of a rat, and she is a rat. And she...
Sorry, Willie, I'm going to have to stop you there. That's a common misconception. Rats are actually quite a bit larger than me. I am not a rat. I'm just very small. I think I'm technically a person, but I was born in a flower.
Going to put Sydney to London.
Yeah, I think Sydney to London is the answer.
All right, I'll lock in Sydney to London. Question number five. Name the Australian Prime Minister born in Wales.
Willie, I feel like you've got that Celtic heritage. Are you familiar with Wales and that?
Familiar with the animal whales. Geppetto once was in a whale. I'm familiar with his work. I once tried to steal a whale. You're familiar with that blue whale structure in the London Museum. I tried to steal that whale. Unfortunately, I only made it away with three ribs, so they had to replace the ribs. But those ribs still fetched a pretty high price, let me say. I don't need to tell you.
What did you put when you stole the Eiffel Tower? You put baguettes in its place. What did you put in place, like, so that no one would notice that you'd stolen some ribs of a whale?
I took some Lego from the gift shop and I replaced it there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, no worries at all.
Oh, nice. So you sort of built a rib out of Lego.
You bet I did. It's incredible how helpful this is for mm-hmm. me.
Well, in terms of Australian prime ministers, none of them have ever recruited me for any job, so I'm unfamiliar with them because I only really know people's names who want to either join me on a heist, pay me for a heist, or have betrayed me, Kyron, a.k.a. Jack Magic.
Don't know what you're talking about. Pinky Fingalina, is it a wild political world in the forest? Oh.
I've got to say that it's really a bad time that we clamp down on the campaigning, you know, outside of campaign time. But the thing that actually is interesting is, you know, we're citizens of Australia too. You know,
I thought you might have had your own jurisdiction, but you're Australians.
I don't have a passport, and as I was just born in a flower, I also don't technically have a birth certificate, but I've been here my whole life. Yeah, I haven't flown anywhere outside of... I do think, though, that Wales is a long way, so maybe the flight was from Sydney to Wales.
Oh, we're not on that question anymore, love. We're talking about politicians.
No, I know, but I...
You've got to promise me this is off the record, okay? But I do remember I did work with potentially one Australian Prime Minister, okay? But things went south at the end and we had to get rid of him, okay? His name was Harry... Harry H, we called him, okay? And he did not play well with others. So we said, hey, I got one last job for you, Harry H.
Take a swim.
Hey, there's some jewels in Atlantis that you can go fetch for me. And he never came back.
That is some breaking news right there.
Would you like to put Harry H?
It doesn't seem wise, Corin.
No, it doesn't.
A lot of this, I have to be honest with you, I respect and love you both. I think you're doing great work.
No, you don't. But
you've got one of the four elements.
You're absolutely not helping me. So... I don't know, guys. You know, I want you
this
to rally.
This question has become pick a prime minister, hasn't it?
It really actually has. I don't know.
Oh, I can do that. We've got Anthony Albanese at the moment. That's the prime minister.
That's true.
It's true. He's our prime minister.
He's got the Italian heritage and he's from the inner west. Is it like, I don't know, Malcolm Fraser or something like that?
I'm going to put Fraser.
Yeah, let's do that. I have no idea.
Question number six. NASA's latest mission, Artemis 1. Sent the Orion spacecraft on a spectacular flyby of the moon. Who or what was on board?
Very interesting that you would ask this question, Kyron, knowing that it's not going to be the answer because they wouldn't have this information, but I was on board that flight. I was mid-heist. And you want to get to the bottom of it, don't you, Kyron? You want to see if you could out me mid-podcast and say that I was trying to steal the moon, but you're not going to get me. Not me, Kyron. Not today. No way.
Well, I thought you were going to say the Eiffel Tower was on board because that was your plan to get the Eiffel Tower to Mars.
Not going
to
give you any more information than that. Maybe a certain tower on board, but I'm not going to tell you which tower, am I?
Yeah, take notes, Pinky.
Okay, so Willy and the Eiffel Tower is an option available to you.
We're on board.
A monkey, you reckon?
I feel like a monkey or some kind of critter. Maybe a dog.
This is a classic little moment of an investigation, isn't it? So I would say we'd look at the clues that we have in front of us. So the only Artemis I know is Artemis Fowl from the young adult fiction book. So I think maybe Artemis Fowl, you know.
Okay.
Okay. Good logic.
Artemis Fowl. Yeah. A bit of logic there from Pinky.
All right. We'll go with Pinky's logic.
Question number 7. In a recent interview with Anderson Cooper, actually, Prince Harry said he had hoped his wedding would make his stepmother Camilla less what?
Racist.
That's a pretty good guess, I think.
I watched the first 3 episodes of the documentary and I've missed it since then. Willie, the young royals are living in the States now. You must have some insight into this.
He wanted to make Camilla less suspicious of his involvement in my team stealing the crown jewels.
How would...
Because you're playing the role of a normal guy. You know what you're doing here, Jack Magic. You're playing the role of an average podcast host, okay? And you're thinking that that will clean your reputation for being a world-class gentleman thief, okay? Okay, you're not going to get away with
Never committed a crime. Pinky, is the fairy king and queen and the royal family that surrounds them... As storied, you know, as rumoured? Is it as gossipy?
It's such a problem. It's actually interesting that the forest world has echoed the very average world that you live in, Kyron, just as a really average person. Because, you know, there was a bit of controversy when the fairy prince married Thumbelina.
Thumbelina married into the royals.
Mm.
That must have been a great day for you and the family.
Yeah.
Such a success. You know? You must be so proud, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just proud. Anyway, so, you know, the papers, a lot of fuss, but, maybe wanted Camilla to be less disappointed.
Disappointed an option one. Available to you.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Or do you want to go with racist?
Look, I think racist is probably something he wouldn't have said. So probably disappointed is probably good.
Disappointed. Question number 8. In the test series between South Africa and Australia, for what major achievement was David Warner awarded Player of the Series?
Now, sorry to interrupt. I don't know much about sports, but could it be catching a ball? I just wanted to jump in there.
A ball.
You know, because I really feel like I let you down, Chris, in the other question, but I've put the clues together.
Okay.
I think it might be catching a ball.
I mean, we're talking cricket, right?
That's right. Yeah, cricket.
David Warner. I haven't heard that name in a long time. He used to be called Slippery Mick when I knew him, but now he's changed his identity and gotten into cricket as if it's the perfect way to hide his past. So maybe he got rewarded for having the most betrayals of his supposed friends when they needed him most. Slippery?
Wow.
There's an option available to you as well.
I like the catching business. I think he's taken the most catches. I mean, it's either that or bowling or batting. I don't know.
Yeah.
He feels like a catching guy. Let's go eat court stuff.
I think I can assist here because I went to the Boxing Day test with my brother to see Slippery Mick play with the other 10 accused. He got a double century.
He got
a double ton.
Oh, so it was for batting, doing 200.
I reckon this, it was on the hottest day. It was on like 36 degrees. And then when he got his 200th run, he couldn't play anymore.
Wow.
He celebrated and the celebration gave him a cramp.
This makes me sick because this was my idea. Wow. You play a cricket game, you get a double century and everyone's eyes are transfixed on you. Meanwhile, another team of people is stealing all the car radios out of the car park. Hey, Kyron, did you find your car radio still in your car? No, you did not, because that was all part of the heist that I designed.
Caught the train that day, but is there a big business in car radio? I thought that might have moved on a bit.
People with glasses love ironic things like car radio and say love it.
I'll put double century. Do you want to lock in double century?
He caught the ball with his bat. So I just needed to have one win
there, Pinky.
Yeah, no. I'll lock that in. Question 9. What was the name of the first personal computer released by Apple?
Oh,
it was Wormy.
Wormy, was it?
Yeah, Wormy always helps out the Apple.
Oh, I see.
I feel like I want to say the number 256.
Oh, yeah?
You know, do you remember like something to do with that's how much RAM there was in the early computers or something?
Yeah, 16-bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe it was like it wasn't called a Mac then or a Cube, was it? But it was probably quite boxy, as I recall.
The box, do you want to put?
Yeah, the Apple.
I think Macintosh. That this is just, you know, a classic example where we've just all become a little bit too reliant on technology and we've just lost it. We've lost the ways. We've lost touch.
It's about, you've got to get back to nature, don't you?
You've got to get back to nature. I saw Thumbelina using a computer.
Oh, yeah. She's got a computer. Little one.
Yeah, it's tiny. She told me it was vintage. So maybe a vintage Apple.
Yeah.
Maybe that could...
Don't be sad. No. You know, you're your own person.
That's right, yeah. I'm working my way to become a famous detective.
Yeah, well, Thumbelina wasn't that. You know, she didn't have qualifications as far as I could see.
No,
so you've done well for yourself. Are you the first in your family to get a degree?
Yes, yeah.
Well, there you go, Dal.
Mm. Yeah, thank you.
No.
Thank you. That was really
chin
good.
Up.
I just need one famous arrest. Just no more blowflies. That'd be nice. You know, they're up to no good. But
Willie has left you a trail of crumbs, I think.
I've taken a lot of notes. I'm very close to crumbs. They're very easy for me to follow.
What do you think of that, Willie?
What was the name of the first personal computer released by Apple?
I'm going to say Macintosh.
I'll lock in Macintosh. Question number 10. Final question. What is the name of the process by which the rainwater is returned to the atmosphere?
Is it called osmosis?
Osmosis?
No, probably not.
Could be osmosis. I imagine that's how you have to communicate when you're in a job, right, Willie? Through osmosis?
Yeah, very interesting. We usually have headsets. We're communicating all sorts of things. We're communicating all sorts of things, and then we disappear, we evaporate. Just when you think that you've got us cornered, we actually have you cornered. So question 10 is actually when I've been waiting to reveal that this whole thing has been a heist itself. Hey, everybody, why don't you check your pockets right now and see if your wallet still has any cash in it? That's right. Oh. This whole time, we've been distracting you doing this podcast, and Jack Magic, he's back at it. He may not even realize that he's back on the job, but you guys have been distracted this whole time. And now we're going to evaporate, and you're never going to see me again, except maybe on a private flight on my way to Monaco.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what you're talking about, actually, Willie.
That's a whole lot, Willie.
Your
vibe is quite toxic. I'm just going to say it.
That was really well timed. I was actually recording on my end, so I've actually got that entire confession. Sorry, Kyron, I know this is a little bit disruptive, but I'm actually going to arrest Willie right now.
Oh, great. No, we'll watch that for sure.
Sure.
Yeah, go for it.
So Willie, can you bend down for me?
Your handcuffs are way too small, doll, so all I got to do is just give you a big flick. So here's a big flick and see you later. Pow!
Oh, that was a whole lot.
I'm sorry you had to see that.
Do you want to put evaporate?
Oh, I'm still here.
I feel like, what about reverse osmosis?
Reverse osmosis?
I don't know.
Lock in reverse osmosis. That. How you doing there, Pinky?
Goodness me, that was rude. That That's the hardest arrest I've ever done. Absolutely. Do you reckon they'd write that in the paper, though, that I went to arrest an average man? You know, not as average as you, Kyron, but, you know, like an average size. That's something for the Forest News. I've got that on a recording.
Yeah.
I'm quite chuffed.
Well, don't go to the Forest, Willie.
Let's just call it a
truce. Your days will be numbered.
We'll wrap up this podcast and then the truce is over and it's every man, every thumb, every pinky for themselves. I once knew a guy who had to lose a pinky because he looked at me wrong. So just remember that.
Wow. I'll put reverse osmosis. That's 10 questions.
Oh, my God.
How do you feel you did?
Terribly, I think. It was terribly a diabolical nightmare.
Yeah, I don't think you've done very well either, but we will find out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question number one was, what is the name of the New York NFL team? You said the Giants, and it's the Giants.
Oh, that's incredible. What a miracle.
That's right. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Name one of the four most recent elements added to the periodic table. You said hardworkium and crypto/respect in the forest, but the answers were either neonium, moscovium, tennesseean, or oganessin.
Goodness me.
So, did not read that article. Question number three. What are the three main body parts of a butterfly? You said head, thorax, and wings. It's head, thorax, and abdomen. Did say that actually, didn't you, Pinky?
Said it. I should have listened.
I spoke about flying on a dragonfly, but I've actually I've flown on a butterfly before. It's, you know, you sit on the thorax. So I knew that one.
Question number four, which route with a flight time of 18 hours and 40 minutes is the world's longest non-stop commercial passenger flight? You said Sydney to London, but it's Singapore to New York.
Oh.
Started spreading the news.
Question number five, name the Australian Prime Minister born in Wales. You said Malcolm Fraser, but it's Julia Gillard.
Oh, interesting. Never would have picked that.
Neither. NASA's latest mission, Artemis 1, sent the Orion spacecraft on a spectacular flyby of the moon with three mannequins on board.
Oh, what?
Was any of them called Artemis Fowl?
unfortunately, none of them were called Artemis Fowl. Question number seven. In a recent interview, Prince Harry said he had hoped his wedding would make his stepmother Camilla less dangerous.
Oh, far out.
Not disappointed.
Whoa.
In the test series between South Africa and Australia, David Warner was awarded player of the series principally for his double century. A point there.
Yep.
The name of the first personal computer released by Apple was Apple Computer One.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Not Macintosh. They went for a much more literal approach.
Yeah.
And question 10, what is the process by which rainwater is returned to the atmosphere? You said reverse osmosis, but it is indeed evaporation. So 2 out of 10.
Dear Lord, that's got to be a record.
That is the worst score we've ever had. Yeah.
Great.
Others have had 2, but that is... That is still as bad as that. And I had both the answers. So.
I said evaporation. Once again, you're taking all the glory, Kyron. Taking all the glory for yourself.
You're unable to convince Chris to actually lock that in, and instead we had reverse osmosis.
Reverse osmosis. That's true, true.
I take full responsibility for my role in
me
this.
Too.
You know, it's important to fess up to when you've done something wrong.
That's very true.
I was never here.
So we all agree. Thank you for not being here, Willy Lakes, and contributing to some of the answers that we got wrong.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pleasure to have had you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
Do you have anyone that you'd like to suggest needs to be arrested to Pinky Fingalina?
Yes, I do. The comedian, Marcel the Comedian. You can find him on Instagram, mm-hmm. Marcel the Comedian. And you can also find his improv comedy duo, The Newlyweds, and they're coming to Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Oh, great. Well, that's the place that you'll be able to risk them, Pinky. Will you be seeing that show?
Yeah, actually, I will. I have them on my list, The Newlyweds. They're a notorious crime. You know, they lit it in the forest, so that's there on my list, The Newlyweds Improv.
Is it a duo, is it? Who's in it?
Yeah, so it's interesting that Willy also read it on Marcel the Comedian individually, because the other member of the Newlyweds is Eleanor Stankiewicz.
Right.
She's Ellie Stankiewicz on Instagram, E-L-E, and then a long last name that you can probably find written down somewhere if you want to just spell it. I'll be there watching them, because after I've made my first famous arrest, of course, with Willy, I'm just expecting to be inundated with more detective crimes to solve outside of the forest.
Well, you could take over some of Thumbelina's work.
Mm.
Well, thank you for being here anyway, Pinky Fingalina, and congratulations, Chris, 2 out of 10.
Oh, thanks so much.
Probably stick to comedy, I'd say.
That was my intention. It was always my intention all along.
Great. Have you got a show at the Melbourne Comedy Festival?
I do. I have a show called Busy, and I'm doing the whole month. And it's,
are you taking it anywhere else as well?
Yeah, I'm going to Perth and Adelaide and Brisbane and Canberra and Sydney and Gold Coast. So, yes,
great.
Come along.
Was chrisryan.com.au taken, or is that your website?
It's just chrisryancomedy.com.
chrisryancomedy.com. Great.
Yeah, I think that's
Who's got Chris Ryan?
I don't know, but there's like a really famous SAS soldier who writes books
for
about
what?
Killing people. and he's famous. And then, I'm in stiff competition. And there's also a psychologist who's written a book called Sex at Dawn, and that also was not this Chris Ryan.
Oh, you're not claiming that anymore? That's it for Wax Quizzle this week. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.